Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, the Noisettes, were started when guitarist Dan Smith and singer Shingi Shaniwa got together to make the soul punk music the band plays after working together in another band. They released their new album, their second, Wild Young Hearts, this year. We'll meet them after this performance of Don't Upset the Rhythm.
Sleeping in the sky, free your mind. You never know what you might find. What's your vice? You know I don't compromise. Let me show you something super beautiful. Let's rock the boat. Magic is unstoppable. Fall on the floor. It's the rhythm you've been waiting for. Pure delight. Kick your hat right. It's all up. Now whatever you do, don't cut into my action.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go baby, go baby, go.
Don't upset the rhythm, no.
Go baby, go baby, go.
Don't upset the rhythm.
Go baby, go baby, go.
Don't upset the rhythm, don't you dare.
Go baby, go baby, go.
Don't upset the rhythm. Skin and nose and a battered microphone. Can't get home, you can use my dog and bone. We'll crank that stereo even till the speakers blow. DIY, meet me up in paradise. Whatever it takes to carry you away. It all comes down to action.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Noisettes beginning their set today with Don't Upset the Rhythm from the new album. And I should tell folks this is one of those times I wish we did have video, because you can't help but put on a show, can you? It's just like you're all over the... I didn't expect you to climb on the drum kit or anything, but...
Well, it's a good thing they've got those barriers there, really, isn't it?
To keep you, under control.
So we have those barriers on stage now just to keep... She's dangerous.
Shingi, when you first met Dan at school, you were actually you were studying acting, right? You were
doing
more in theater. This seems like a great venue for that as well.
Yes, sir. Any room's a stage. You know, you can make a stage out of a room, a music hall, theater, a pub, a bar, or like here in this beautiful building.
I read you say something about silent movie stars.
Yes.
being inspirational.
Oh my gosh, yeah, definitely. Buster Keaton, Tallulah Bankhead, all those cats.
Well, they do so much physically. I know Buster Keaton in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlie Chaplin, obviously, because
I had to study him in film class. So
oh my God.
One of the few things I know about. That's quite cool. Now musically, though, what were your initial... I could not point to any one song for any of you guys and point to something that would be, I mean, maybe a little, Motown on some of the things in here. You spent some time in as a Supreme or in a Diana Ross band.
Diana and I used to play in a lot of cover bands, as you do for money when you're going to well, what we call college, you call uni, but in England it's a lot more.
Right.
You're a little bit younger. I remember doing a lot of Motown stuff, but then also a lot of folk stuff, a lot of soul. I mean, I just think the way that I perform and take inspiration from the world is more to do with the way that I was brought up. I try and just take a lot of inspiration from different people that I've met. It's all from the belly. I don't really believe that people should go and study an artist and then try and sound like that person. And there's a lot of bands out there that are comprised of three or four people who might just be passionate about, let's say they're just passionate about R&B, but if they've never listened to any other music, what new and beautiful they got to bring to that genre of music, because obviously the genre that they're so into evolved out of another genre anyway. So I think you've got to kind of pay homage to the lineage of music, and just by showing all that enthusiasm about where music has come from, I just think you've got a lot more to give. And people say you're taking a chance and you might not make it, but I'd rather die trying.
You're saying all the right things to me. I love that. And you mentioned college and uni being translated differently here in the U.S. and then how about noisettes? That means something in England. Is there a candy? I know it's a candy, right?
Yes.
Is there a candy here that is like that?
It'd have to be like a pick a mix, like an all sorts.
Ah.
Do you have something that you can buy for someone at Christmas or
a Whitman sampler?
There we go. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
In the Whitman sampler, is there a least favorite sweet?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
what's the one that's always left?
It's usually like the cherry, liquid cherry thing.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it's called.
You have to.
It's called a noisette.
It's called a noisette.
That's the street.
So the idea would be the least favorite candy.
Well, that's what Dan's punk attitude was back in the day. He wanted to name the band after the worst possible sweet.
That sweet was the outsider, the anarchist of the pack. That being the noisette.
Well, that's a good way to begin.
But I didn't even get it at the time. It's funny. I'm only getting this now. It's beautiful how people get to know each other. I just thought it was... What was funny about it, too, is because they didn't quite know how to make the sweet. It had too many ingredients. Yeah. And that sounded like... Reminded me what our music was like. Too many ingredients for people at the time to be able to handle it. Blew their heads off.
It was the antichrist of all the sweets.
It had a bit of hazelnut, a bit of strawberry cream, a bit of dark chocolate, and a bit of truffle. You just wouldn't...
Too much.
Be like us.
Well, yeah. Too much is not enough. Isn't that a saying? All right. So
Luther Vandross said, never too much, never too much. So...
Well, let's have another part of the candy. What do you want to do next?
I think we'll do Never Forget You Now.
Okay. Watch it dragon, rum or whiskey. Now won't you have a double with me? I'm sorry I'm a little late. I got your message, by the way. I'm calling in sick today. So let's go around for old time's sake. Yeah, yeah. I'll never forget you. They said we'd never make it by. Sweet joy, always remember me. Now we were mischievous. Serious, you know my boyfriend's mother nearly had a heart attack. I'm so sorry I'm a little late. You know the stripes on a tiger are hard to change. And though this world feels like an empty stage, I wouldn't change one thing. So glad you're back again.
joy. Always remember me. I'll never forget ya.
Never Forget You, as Noisettes are playing live for us today. And well, tell you what, why don't we slow it all the way down, maybe do Sometimes, which is the track that begins the album.
I am an island underneath the setting sun, in an ocean that is churning. For all I know, there might be nobody nearby. Still the world, it keeps on turning. And when the sun goes down, it gets brighter in my heart somehow. I don't know why this is, but it's what I want to know. Sometimes we start over, go solo. We're looking for that summer home beside the sea and for the future. Since I left you, I'm a gold balloon that wanders high. I'm waltzing through rainbows and showers. Taking lovers just might keep my tears at bay, but the dam will break at any hour. By candlelight, you seem to deepen in your mystery. Confusing forces pulling me at the tides of these seas. Sometimes we start over and go solo. Are we searching for the ones we've hurt to forgive us in the future? Sometimes we start over, go solo. No metaphors are needed from this time onwards in this song. Sun, it goes down. heart somehow. I don't know why this is, but it's what I want to know. Yeah, sometimes we start over and go solo. We're searching for the ones we've hurt just to forgive us in the future. Sometimes we start over, just go solo. No metaphors are needed from this time onwards.
Noisettes, that is sometimes the rather unconventional choice for the beginning of the new album. And I say that, Shingy, because I cannot imagine you feeling like that. You're so, I mean, hurting like that. You're so effervescent, shall we say.
Thank you.
Yeah, good song.
Thanks.
Should we switch it up completely? What do you want to do next?
Wild Young Hearts. Yeah, let's end with Wild Young Hearts. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I'd like to think that maybe this album, it does showcase the rainbow of, like, you know, human condition a little bit, because actually, you know, someone who you maybe always thought was a bully, I'm sure they're quite tender. They might go home and sit on their own eating a chicken pot pie by themselves, but maybe in the day you see them and they're big, burly bouncers, and we have so many ideas of you know, what strength, people who we thought were strong. But, yeah.
That explains that song.
Go too much in. Yeah, absolutely. We think we know each other a lot of the time, but actually, we've yet to discover. Tra la la, tra la la, tra la la, la 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 la. Now while the city sleeps, I won't weep because I couldn't keep my boyfriend. Yes, the summer's end is here again, and the leaves are golden under the grand silver birch tree. We were thinking about the people we meet, dancing feet, wasters on the cover of a magazine, people you kissed, people you've lost, and the ones that you might not ever remember. So what's the use? Not what I was last summer. I'm not who I was in the spring. Tell me, what will we learn? We love it and we leave it, then we watch it burn. Damn this wild young heart. Damn this wild young heart. Now as the city's awake, my heart aches, so what a silly mistake.
Finishing up with Wild Young Hearts, the title track of the new album, Noisettes, here on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. If you enjoyed this, you can check out all of our sessions at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks a lot for listening. This is the World Cafe.